Listener Production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. 14 guns, including pistols, rifles and a shotgun, have allegedly been stolen from a Great Southern property. Police say it happened sometime during the weekend when the firearms were stolen from a gun safe in a Napier home. No ammunition has been reported missing. Anyone with information is urged to contact Crime Stoppers. 70,000 square kilometres in the Great Southern is said to be surveyed as groundwater mapping gets underway. It's in efforts to help boost water supplies as the region struggles with drought conditions. DBIRD's Richard George says they're working with CSIRO to find the water resources.
Across the three shires of Cogenup, West Arthur and Woodnelling, to map a groundwater resource in an old riverbed system, and we hope to figure out which parts are fresh and where the sediments contain good supplies of water.
60% of motorcycle fatalities happen in the regions, prompting concerns for riders to consider a change. That's according to the Road Safety Commission, who say fatalities in WA have surged to 20 compared to a total of 16 last year. But for those who do choose to ride, the group's Charles Haynes says there's ways to keep safe.
Number one, slow down. Two, buy the best protective gear you can afford. Keep your lights on. If you can do it, if you can afford it, buy a new bike with all the best safety gear, e.g. ABS, combined braking system.
A helping hand for the world's tiniest marsupial. 20 hectares of land is set to be cleared as part of a revegetation project on the Porongarups. It's set to provide the honey possum with a nectar-rich home. In sport, another big round of wins in the Southwest Footy League. Bunbury booting a huge 150 points to Busselton's 51, while HBL followed winning ways, taking home a 99-25 victory over Collie. And Dunsborough escaped with a close 3-point win over Eton. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.